Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, September 9th, 2025. And it's Tuesday, so, I mean, that's close enough to the weekend to start planning, right? All right, well, here's a couple of things that are coming up this weekend that you might want to plan for. Loaves and Fishes Food Pantry in Ellsworth is partnering with The Grand to have one of their major fundraising events of the year. It's happening on Saturday, September 13th from 11 to 4, and they are trying to fill all 400 seats at The Grand with funds and food. Loaves and Fishes has been around for more than 40 years, and they say, quote, "We treat everyone with respect, so they leave the pantry with dignity and hope as well as groceries. We're 99% volunteer-driven and receive support from individual donors, businesses, municipalities, foundations, and through community fundraising events," end quote. And this is one of their fundraising events. This is the fourth annual Fill the Grand event, and they hope to fill all of the seats, as I said, with funds and food. They'll also have the concession stand open at the Grand. You'll be able to get a free back-to-school item and hear Jesse and the Rhythm Kings perform from 11 to 2. For more information and tickets, go to loavesandfishesellsworth.org. You can also check out the Grand schedule at, and this is a new website for the Grand. Their new website is yourgrand.org, Y-O-U-R, grand.org. Saturday the 13th is also the date for the annual Orland River Day this year. That's from 9 to 4, and I will read you their announcement. Quote, "The Orland River Day community gathering on September 13th is a festival with a 50-year tradition in the town of Orland. Orland River Day celebrates the people of the town as well as the, quote, river that runs through it every day, end quote, in the words of E.B. White. The theme of this year's Orland River Day is the duck stops here. Aside from booth decorations, parade floats are encouraged to follow a yellow rubber ducky theme. The parade starts off at 9:30 from the Orland Community Center. Kids and adults are encouraged to decorate their bikes and scooters and join in. Castine Kayak Adventures, per tradition, will lead the Alewife Paddle, which begins at 8 at the Alamoosuc Lake Craig Brook Fish Hatchery. For more competitive folks, Mack Row will hold its fourth annual canoe and kayak race at 11 a.m. This year, a shuttle bus will be taking fairgoers from the Naramisic Drive up to the Orland Community Center from 11 to 3, where a car show and an art show will be in progress. The Historical Society will also be open for visitors, and there will be a touch-a-truck area for kids. After the parade, Naramisic Drive will be alive with food and craft vendors, community groups, and special musical performances by the Newell Family Fiddlers and the Scrambled Steel Pan Band. There will be raffles, a moxie drinking contest, ooh, good luck with that, a duck dash, and many other activities will continue until 2:30 p.m. The Orland River Day Festival is free and open to all. For more information, rules, and to sign up to participate in events such as the Alewife Paddle, the Macro Canoe and Kayak Race, the Duck Dash, and the Moxie Contest, please see the River Day page on the Town of Orland website. That's townoforland.org. They also have a Facebook page called Orland River Day, and you can call the town office at 469-3186. That's coming up on Saturday from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.